بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. We will speak about مصطلح الحديث وهو You're supposed to write. If you want to write it, to translate, because this is very difficult work. وهو العلم الذي يختص بالإسناد، وهذا العلم قد أصل في كتاب الله وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما الدليل من كتاب الله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. سورة الحجرات آية 6. والدليل من السنة قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الترمذي: نضر الله امرئا أو نضر الله من سمع منا شيئا فبلغه كما سمعه. نضر الله من سمع منا شيئا فبلغه كما سمع. Yes, translate.
So this science is knowledge which deals and relates with the chain of narration, the isnad. And this branch of knowledge has its foundation in the Book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and in the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the proof for this from the Book of Allah is from the ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat, the 6th ayah, with the meaning that when the believers are ordered, that if a wicked person comes to them, with some news, then they are to check what he says. And the proof from the Sunnah is the hadith reported by Tirmidhi, that may Allah gladden the one who hears from us something and conveys it just as he heard it.
ففي هذه الآية الكريمة وهذا الحديث الشريف مبدأ التثبت في أخذ الأخبار وفي كيفية الضبط، وهذا ما هو عليه أهل الإسلام وما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة الكرام. Yes, translate.
So the ayah and the hadith show the fundamental principle of checking those things which are narrated, of checking them out and being sure of them and sure of their correctness, and of how we are to make sure they are correct and to be precise about that. And this is what the people of Islam are upon, and this was what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon.
لذا فقد كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتثبتون حين الرواية وحين الاستماع، هل هذا قاله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أم لا؟ وإذا شكوا في صدق الناقل تأكدوا وتثبتوا. Yes.
So, therefore, the companions used to make sure about the correctness. Whenever they were listening to some narrations, they would make sure of the correctness of that, both when they were narrating and when they were listening to narrations. Did the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually say this or not? And if they doubted about the truthfulness of it, then they would check.
That's why you will find the Salafiyyah who more holding in this manhaj, that this is hadith sahih or not sahih. And you will find the most of firaq wa al-jama'at, they don't look for hadith sahih or not hadith sahih. Just al-Salafiyyah, ahlul hadith, ahlul athar, who take care about this matter. لذلك ظهرت قيمة موضوع الإسناد لذلك ظهرت قيمة وأهمية موضوع الإسناد في قبول الأخبار وفي ردها. Yes.
And because of this we can see the importance of the chain of narration in checking out the narrations and seeing that through it whether they are to be accepted or to be rejected.
بعد ذلك عندما خرجت الفتن والمقصود بالفتن فتن أهل البدع والضلال عندما خرج الرافض الشيعة الذين قد غلوا في علي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه وخرج الخوارج أعداء أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومكفرة معاوية وعلي ومن كان معهم وخروج القدرية فخرجت الملل والنحل فهنا احتاط أهل السنة بالأخذ بالسند.
And so when
ظهرت أهمية,
you know, the importance of this became very clear at the time when when the trials and tribulations began. And what is meant by the trials and tribulations is the trials and tribulations caused by the people of innovation, such as the Rafida Shias, the ones who went to extremes with regard to Ali radiallahu anhu,
like al-Khomeini people. Yes.
And the Khawarij, those who were the enemies of the companions, and those who declared the companions Muawiyah and Ali and those who were with them radiallahu anhum declared them to be unbelievers, and the Qadariya, the deniers of the pre-decree, and all the deviant and innovated sects which appeared. So when they came along and they came into the matter of narrating, then the Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah and the correct creed, they took care to check the narrations by using the chain of narration.
لذلك قال ابن سيرين أحد سلف الأمة لم يكونوا أي السلف يسألون عن الإسناد لم يكونوا السلف يسألون عن الإسناد فلما وقعت الفتنة قالوا سموا لنا رجالكم أي حينما يروي الراوي الحديث يسأل من قبل السلف فيقولون له سم لنا رجال هذا الحديث من أين سمعت هذا الحديث فأوصله إلى محمد فلذلك كان السؤال قد ابتدأ حينما ابتدأت الفتنة. Yes.
And this is why we see that the Tabi'i Ibn Sirin said the Salaf had not used to ask about the chain of narration until the fitna came about. And then when that happened, they would say, quote us your narrators, quote to us who is narrating this to you. Meaning, from where did you hear this thing? In other words, quote, tell us everybody heard it from who, all the way back to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah, تفضل. وبعد ذلك يقول ابن سيرين فينظر إلى أهل السنة فيؤخذ حديثهم وينظر إلى أهل البدع فلا يؤخذ حديثهم. هذه الرواية قد ذكرت في مقدمة صحيح مسلم. Yes.
And the completion of the saying of Ibn Sirin, he says, and so we would look to the narrations of the people of the Sunnah, and we would accept their hadith, their narrations. And we would look to the people of, we would find those which were reported by the people of innovation, and we would not accept their narrations. And this is mentioned by Imam Muslim in the introduction of his Sahih.
بعد ذلك ظهر علم الإسناد والجرح والتعديل والكلام في الرواة.
And after this, the science of the chain of narration and narrators and criticism of narrators, critical analysis and criticism of narrators came into being.
فهذا العلم تداوله علماء الأصول في مصنفاتهم أصول الفقه وعلماء الفقه وذكر مبعثرا في هذه المصنفات إلى سنة 360. فأول من جمع هذا العلم بين دفتي كتاب هو أبو محمد الحسن سنة الذي توفي سنة 360 هجرية. Yes.
So this science was mentioned in various books in separate places by the scholars of fiqh and usul al-fiqh. They would mention parts of it here and there until it came to the year 360 after the Hijrah.
Sorry, I mean القرن الرابع, not 300, in the 300 something. Yeah, it's not exactly 360. Yes, brother.
Sometime in that century, between 300 and 400, then it became the first person who laid this down in a written book as a full science. And that was Abu Muhammad al-Hasan. He wrote it down in one single book, all of this science.
واسم الكتاب المحدث الفاصل بين الراوي والواعي.
And his name of his book was Al-Muhaddith Al-Fadil.
Al-Fasil.
Al-Muhaddith Al-Fasil.
بين الراوي. بين الراوي والواعي. المحدث الفاصل بين الراوي والواعي. This book, the first book which write about ilm al-isnad, it was written but not in specialist book for this knowledge. It was written little of it in Kitab al-Umm for Shafi'i. It was written in Kitab rahimakumullah, Kitab al-Risala also for Imam Shafi'i. It was written but not specialist for this knowledge. Who put it in a book? Abu Muhammad ibn Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn عبد الرحمن. There is many book who write about this thing, and tomorrow inshallah we will complete about this lesson. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. The reason I saw the faces, many mouths open and close, that's why I quit. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاك الله خير.
والسلام على أشرف خلق الله محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. لقد تكلمنا في الأمس عن معنى مصطلح الحديث وعن نشأة هذا العلم ومن أول من دون هذا العلم، كما بينا نبذة تاريخية من خلال ما ذكرنا عن ما كان عليه السلف عندما كانوا يسألون عن رجال الحديث ويسألون عن الإسناد، وذكرنا الدليل من الكتاب والسنة على ذلك، على أن هذا الأمر قد ثبت، أي علم الرواية، من خلال كتاب الله وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
After praising Allah and sending blessings upon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sheikh mentioned that yesterday we began and had a look at the science of hadith. And first of all, we saw what does mustalah al-hadith, the sciences of hadith, what does the term mean and what does it refer to? And we looked briefly at how it began. And we saw who was the first one who wrote it down as a science on its own. And we had a look at how it came through the history of it in the beginning, and how the Salaf, the pious predecessors, used to ask about the narrators of hadith and about the chain of narration. And we saw that it was confirmed and has proof, this science has proof, in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah.
واليوم إن شاء الله سنتكلم عن تقسيم الخبر باعتبار وصوله إلينا. سنتكلم اليوم بتقسيم الأخبار باعتبار وصولها إلينا. فالأخبار إما متواترة وإما أحاد، إما متواترة وإما أحاد.
And today, inshallah, we will look at the division of the narrations with regard to how they reached us, how they came to us. In that regard, they are of two kinds: those which are mutawatir and those which are ahad.
Al-mutawatir أو الخبر المتواتر هو ما رواه عدد كثير تحيل العادة تواطؤهم على الكذب، ما رواه عدد كثير تحيل العادة تواطؤهم على الكذب، المعنى لهذا الكلام ما رواه عدد كثير، أي هذا الخبر وهو الخبر المشاهد أو الحسي، إما مشاهد وإما حسي، أي إما رأوه أو لمسوه. فيروى هذا الخبر من خلال مجموعة من الرجال كثيرة، مجموعة كثيرة تحيل العادة، أي إحالة تحيل العادة، أي تمنع العادة تواطؤهم على الكذب، أي عقلا لا يتوقع
بأن يجتمع عدد من الرجال لإخبار الأمة بخبر ما، ويكون هذا الاجتماع فيه تواطؤ منهم على الكذب.
And the mutawatir is that which is reported by a very large number of people, which is such that it is impossible that they could have come together to invent a lie. And this means that which is reported by a very large number of people, meaning a report, and report of something they heard or saw or sensed. They heard or they saw, or so on. And that it was reported by such a large number of people that it's impossible. It can't be imagined. You can't imagine that they could possibly have got together and just each of them individually invented it. Because there's so many of them. You hear this report from such a huge number of people, from one and another and so many, that they just can't have got together. It can't be a lie that somebody invented.
وسأذكر مثال على ما سأقول لنتصور أن الآن دخل علينا أحد الإخوة وهو من لندن، قد قدم من لندن، فقال لقد رأيت حادث عند الإشارة الضوئية، إشارة المرور، لقد رأيت حادث بين شاحنة وسيارة، أي مركبة صغيرة، بين شاحنة ومركبة صغيرة، وقد توفي في هذا الحادث 3. فجاء رجل آخر بعد ساعة أو نصف ساعة، وكان هذا الرجل من مانشستر ولا يعرف الرجل الأول، فقال بنفس الخبر بأنه رأى شاحنة قد اصطدمت بسيارة صغيرة وقد توفي 3، وأتى واحد من مطار هيثرو فقال، وهو قد قدم من الكويت، وقال عندما دخل علينا أرأيتم الحادث الذي أمام الإشارة الضوئية وقد تصادمت في ذلك سيارة وشاحنة أو عربة وشاحنة أو مركبة عفوا وشاحنة، وأتى رجل آخر وقد هو قادم من مدينة قريبة إلينا، وأتى أيضا أخونا شاه من البيت إلى المسجد ورأى أيضا هذا الحادث وأخبرنا بذلك، فهل يتصور عقلا أن هذا الخبر الذي ورد إلينا خبر مكذوب؟ مستحيل.
So the Sheikh mentioned an example. He said, we'll give an example so that you can understand this, what this point, this condition means. He said, for example, if one of the brothers entered here, and he came from London, he's a brother from London, and he came from London, and he said to us, I saw an accident, a traffic accident, at the traffic lights. I saw a lorry and a car which had had a smash, and in it there were 3 people had died. And then, and half an hour later or half an hour later, a brother came from Manchester, and he doesn't know the first brother at all, and he came in and he gave us the same news. He said, do you know what has happened? There's been a traffic accident here at the traffic lights. A lorry hit a car and 3 people were killed. And then a third person came. A person came from the Heathrow airport, and he's a brother from Kuwait, and he just came in after that and said, did you see the accident at the traffic lights? A lorry hit a car and 3 people were killed. And then a person who came from nearby, a nearby city, or the town, he came and said the same thing. And then Shah, he walked in and said the same thing. Did you see that accident with three people killed at the traffic lights? So if this happened, can we possibly imagine that this report is a lie that's been made up? No, we can't imagine, because the way it's been reported, it's impossible. These people don't know each other. It can't be a lie.
هذا هو الخبر المتواتر ولكن هناك شرط أن في كل طبقة يكون العدد جميع الطبقات السند يكون في كل طبقة عدد كثير وأعني في كل طبقة أي إذا أخبر الأول الثاني إذا أخبر الأول الثاني فالأول طبقة والثاني طبقة أعني عندما دخلوا علينا الإخوة الذي أتى من لندن والذي أتى من هيثرو والذي أتى من مدينة قريبة والثالث الذي قد سوري باتري ديد فينيش وي دونت نيد ات الو فينيش بسم الله احسن الو اتس ان القران اي ويل سي ات فور يو ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا ألا ألا أداة استفتاح كما إنها أداة قرع للأسماء ألا في اللغة العربية ألا أداة استفتاح وأداة تنبيه لجذب الأسماء ألا إن أولياء الله في القرآن هذا
الشيخ is telling us that the hello has got some basis in the Quran.
Not hello. Hello. This hello.
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 Anyway.
I asked the tears too. Yeah.
It says in the Quran, Allah is used to attract the people's attention and cause them to hear and listen. Allah, so that people listen to what is being said.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla used this word in the Quran. Now, we complete. ألا نوت ألو هلو هلو إنجليش هلو يس هلو ألو what we are doing yeah so I'm saying finish close it this is my voice is enough my brother close it finish we don't want الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله we say the تواتر supposed to be in every طبقة في كل طبقة يجب أن يكون هناك العدد no زين العابدين finish we don't want it تعال سكرته you close it ها huh? finish okay الحمد لله Was I am feeling it's still sick. Bismillah. Okay. What we said that in every tabaqah supposed to be many peoples. I mean, في كل طبقة لابد أن يكون هناك عدد كثير. ما معنى طبقة؟ الطبقة يا إخوان معناتها الآتي عندما أتى الإخوة من الخارج وأخبرونا بالحادث هؤلاء الإخوة طبقة ونحن طبقة ثانية وعندما نخبر نحن الجمع هذا نخبر أناس آخرين هذه طبقة ثالثة وهؤلاء الكثر يخبرون أناس آخرين هذه طبقة رابعة فالمتواتر يشترط فيه أن تكون في كل طبقة عدد كثير يحيل تواطؤهم على الكذب. بسم الله.
So this is what is the mutawatir, the report in this fashion, like this. But there is a condition for it, and that is that this very large number of people, this large number of people must be found at every level of the narration. Now what does every level, every tabaqa, every level of narration mean? It means, for example, that we heard that the people who came in, they told us. So the people who came in, the brother from Manchester and Kuwait and everywhere else, they are one level. And they told us, so we're another level. And for example, if they told us the report, the people from outside, they came and told us. And then we, for example, we told another group of people. And that another group of people told another group. So each of us would be a level. The ones who came in originally are the first level. We would be the second level. The ones that we told about this report, they would be the third level. And if that group that we told, they told another group, that would be the fourth level. So this large number of people must be found at every level of narration for it to be mutawatir.
It's supposed to be in this way. This is the tabaqa. The levels. These people who came to us and told us, and here we are. Then we left the masjid, and every person of us, he speak to another people. So they hear the story also. So this is tabaqa, and this is tabaqa, and this is tabaqa. So, Hadith al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was here in this tabaqa. He tell al-Sahaba. Then al-Sahaba tell for al-Tabi'een. Then al-Tabi'een tells for atba'u al-Tabi'een. Wahakada. Ila al-Bukhari, ila Muslim, ila Ahmad, إلى ابن خزيمة، إلى النسائي، إلى الترمذي، إلى داود، إلى البيهقي، إلى ابن حبان. You got it? Here الإمام أحمد. And here is Bukhari. And here who write it from? Got it? This is, they call it خبر متواتر. حديث متواتر. نعم. Say what I say in English. No. Okay. الخبر المتواتر نوعين. Two kind. نوعين. Right. No. نوعين. النوع الأول لفظي. والنوع الثاني معنوي. ما الفرق بين اللفظي والمعنوي؟ اللفظي كقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. هذا الحديث قد رواه من الصحابة أكثر من 70 راوي من أصحاب النبي، وفي الطبقة الثانية كذلك، وفي الطبقة الثالثة كذلك. فهو خبر إيش؟ متواتر لفظا. نعم.
Then the hadith that is mutawatir is of two kinds. The first kind is the one which is mutawatir in its wording, and the second kind is the one which is mutawatir in meaning. What is the difference between these two? Mutawatir lafzi and mutawatir ma'nawi. What is the difference between the two? Then, the first one, the mutawatir in wording, is such as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the meaning, he who lied against me intentionally, then let him take his place in the hellfire. This hadith was reported by wording, with those words, in the Arabic words that were quoted, by more than 70 companions And from these more than 70 companions, at the next level, more than 70 people, likewise, similar number, reported it from them. And at the next level, and so on.
أما الحديث الحديث المعنوي فهو الحديث الذي أتى بأسانيد مختلفة ليست متواترة وأيضا الألفاظ مختلفة ولكن كل هذه الأحاديث إذا جمعت فكانت متواترة وإن اختلفت في ألفاظها ولكن تدل على معنى واحد كأحاديث رفع يدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عند الدعاء فالخبر لم يأتي من طريق واحد متواتر أتى بطرق مختلفة وبألفاظ مختلفة ولكن في مجموعها العامل المشترك بأنه كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يرفع يديه عند الدعاء إذن هذا خبر متواتر ولكن ليس من خلال اللفظ عين اللفظ وإنما من خلال المعنى الذي قد اجتمع في كل الألفاظ المختلفة في كل الألفاظ المختلفة نعم
And the second kind is the mutawatir in meaning. The hadith which is mutawatir in meaning. That is such that is reported with different chains, many different chains, and different actual wordings. But all these different wordings, they all come together upon some point, some common point, which they agree upon. And if they're all brought together, we see this common point and common factor in all of them. It's there in all of them, even though they're different chains of narration and they're different wordings. But there's a common point in all of them. An example is raising up the hands when making dua. Raising up the hands when making supplication. And because this is mutawatir from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though it has been reported with different chains. The chains of it are very different and in many different wordings. But if all those narrations are brought together, the common thing that occurs again and again is that he raised the hands when he made supplication. So, therefore, we say it is mutawatir, not in the wording, because the wordings of each individual hadith differ, but it is mutawatir in the common factor of raising the hands for supplication, dua.
هذا هو المتواتر. الآن ننتقل إلى القسم الثاني. نحن قلنا أن الخبر باعتبار وصوله إلينا ينقسم إلى قسمين القسم الأول متواتر والقسم الآخر الآحاد وخبر الآحاد هو ما لم يرويه عدد كثير في كل طبقة وهذا ينقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام غريب وعزيز ومشهور والمقصود أن المشهور ما رواه في كل طبقة ثلاثة فأكثر والعزيز كذلك اثنين والخبر الذي يكون في كل طبقة رجل واحد يكون خبر أحد ولكن هذا الباب كله يسمى بخبر الأحد يسمى بخبر الأحد ولا أود أن أدخل من خلال الغريب والمشهور والعزيز لأننا حقيقة نريد بيان المسألة وتبسيط العلم حتى يتصور ومن أراد الزيادة فله ذلك من خلال المصنفات والكتب Yes.
So that we just had, that is the mutawatir. Because we said at the start that the narrations, in the sense that they reach us, are of two kinds, mutawatir and ahad. So we've dealt with the mutawatir, so that leaves the second kind, which is the ahad. And the ahad is that which is not reported by a large number of people at every level. And the ahad is itself of three kinds, three categories. First, the gharib, the gharib. Secondly, the aziz. And thirdly, the mashhur. And just briefly, the mashhur is that which is reported at every level by three people or more. And the aziz is that which is reported at every level by two people or more. And something which at somewhere along the line has only one person is gharib. So these three categories together form the ahad. And the Shaykh mentioned that we don't need to go into the details of each one and about each one. It's sufficient that we understand, we get a general understanding. And then anyone who wants to go further in and to look deeper, then they can look into the books and find more about this matter.
And more.
We don't want here, this is all of it under the name of Khabar al-Ahad.
This is the two, this is one example and this is the second. Here, two person, and this two person who heard them, three, then one, then two. They call it, this is Khabar Al-Ahad. It's different than this khabar. Do you see? What's the difference? So this khabar, also similarly than this khabar. One, 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 one. Why? Because here, it's one. Right here is three, and here is two, but in one of the level, there is one. It means all of it, it's similarly with this one, right? All this example, it's under the name of Khabar al-Ahad. This is Khabar, what is it? Ahad, because one. Let's see, if here, say 40, 50, here 40, 50, say, and here 40, 50, but here's one. Ahad, like hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Just Umar, he said. But after Umar, more than 100 who say it. But still, what is it? Ahad. Because one of the level is, got it? Now we will go for the hadith as-sahih. Khabar al-mutawatir, all of it sahih. When you hear mutawatir, it means صحيح. خبر الأحد maybe not. خبر الأحد it needs study. Each طبقة I supposed to study. And that's what Sheikh Nasir did. حفظه الله وطال بعمره. So we will say now what's meaning for صحيح when we say Hadith sahih, hadith sahih. What's meaning for hadith sahih? I hope so in the future when I come again. Sahih in this way. الصحيح ما اتصل إسناده ولم يشد ولم يعول يرويه عدل ضابط عن مثله معتمد في ضبطه ونقله. We say it like this. Alright? Like what I did it for you. But this is in the future. Now inshallah we want to say what's meaning for the sahih, and then I will give you matin for especially inshallah and the next time when I come inshallah. we will say what's meaning for hadith sahih. الصحيح الشيخ محمود الطحان he's for this who's write this book said الصحيح ما اتصل سنده بنقل العدل الضابط عن مثله إلى منتهى من غير شذوذ ولا علة. معنى هذا الكلام ما اتصل سنده هذا الشرط الأول اتصال السند هذا this man he said it for this man and this man heard it from this man and this man say it to this man and this man heard it from this man and this man say it to this man and he heard it from this man here's Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and here's in Bukhari they write it for us get it this is they call it ittisal yeah say it then I can read
that the chain of narration is fully connected
if this one he did in 33 Hijriya and this is this man born in 34 what does it mean he didn't hear from him that mean so no ittisal al-sanad got it
chain of narration cannot be connected
another example This man from Egypt and this man from Baghdad and this man he never go to Egypt and this man he never go to Baghdad and this man he never go to Mecca and he never get out from his country and he dead he is 20 years old same age but they didn't meet no meeting you will find it in the book who meet this man he meet this man he listen from him got it like when I say one man Sheikh Ahmed al-Subai'i he didn't come to Birmingham he's in Kuwait and then Abu Khadija say قال أحمد السبيعي like this and like this I heard from him so this hadith وضع got it just I am saying got it so because we will say for him you are matruk why what matruk
somebody abandoned
because you say I heard from him and he is in Kuwait overseas How you hear from him? So this is, we will find it in the book of Al-Jarh wa-Ta'deel or Kutub al-Rijal.
The books of narrators and the books of criticism of narrators in speaking in favor and against.
I go to the hadith and I found this man, he saw this man and this man, he listened from this man. And this man, he said it for this man, and this man, he heard from this man, and also in this place, in this tabaqa. But, this man, he was a liar. This man, he was a liar. We know that he heard from this man, but he was a liar. So, we don't accept his hadith. That's why, I say ما اتصل سنده بنقل العدل بنقل العدل he's not عدل he's كذاب he's a liar عدل what's meaning for عدل
trustworthy somebody who's trustworthy
so he's not trustworthy huh? he's a liar so Even he saw him and he speak to him and he heard of him, why he is a liar, finish. ضابط. الضابط الحافظ، أي الحافظ يستطيع أن يحفظ إما على صدره أو كتابة، إما أن يكون هذا من خلال صدره حفظه أو كتابة. Yes.
That he is a person who is precise and memorizes precisely. And precise memory is of two kinds. It can be done in two ways by the narrators. Either by memorizing in his heart, keeping it in his heart and memorizing, or that he writes the narrations down and preserves them in writing.
عن مثله. عن مثله, it means every طبقة it's supposed to this kind of ايش شروط. This kind of هذه الشروط لابد أن تتحقق في كل طبقة. الضبط والاتصال.
Mean these conditions must be found at every level. The conditions that it must be connected fully and that people must be trustworthy at every level and precise and memorized properly at every level.
وأن لا يكون شاذ. والشذوذ هو مخالفة الثقة لمن هو أوثق منه. والشذوذ مخالفة الثقة لمن هو أوثق منه. Yes.
And that is the fourth condition, it should not be shadh. And the shadh is a narrator who is reliable, but he contradicts someone who is even more reliable than him. So it should not be like this.
وأن لا يكون في هذا السند علة. والعلة لا يعرفها إلا صاحب الفن والاختصاص، فهي في الغالب تكون غامضة. في الغالب تكون غامضة، لا يستطيع الإنسان أن يراها. نعم.
And the fifth one is that there should be no illa in it. There should be no hidden error in it. And the hidden error is something that is not obvious. It will only be spotted by somebody who is a specialist in this field, that when he examines it, he can find out that there's a hidden error that is not apparent to other people.
Like al-Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, wa ulama'una alhamdulillah al-yawm, ka-Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani fi hadha al-yawm. Wa hadhihi ash-shurut allati dhakarnaha nu'idha wa naqif ila hadha al-qadr. Ittisal as-sanad, adalat ar-ruwat, dhabt ar-ruwat, عدم الشذوذ، عدم العلة. Yes. اتصال السند.
So these conditions that we had to repeat them again. Firstly, that the chain of narration be fully connected.
عدالة الرواة.
That the narrators are all trustworthy.
ضبط الرواة.
That the narrators are all precise memorizers.
عدم الشذوذ. مخالفة الثقة لمن هو أثق منه.
That there is no case that it is not shadh. It is not a case of reliable man report, but he contradicts something which is even more somebody who is even more reliable.
عدم العلة.
And that there is no hidden defect in there, a defect which is hidden but can be spotted by somebody who is a specialist.
وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. فقط. But I think so the time, they are waiting for us.